So Chris Lane's with us, a Carolina boy. Had his first, not first Chick-fil-A, but you did have some Chick-fil-A today. So how was it?
Chick-fil-A was great. I always have to get three Polynesians, a couple ranches, and I mix it all together.
So what kind of concoction would you call this then? I mean, I know it's a made-up on your own, but you know, you might want to patent that or trademark it.
A little Poly Ranch.
And do you put that on top of your little chicken sandwiches, or
I get the nuggets. So I don't. I guess I shouldn't say I mix it together, but I like dip it in my Polynesian, then I dip it in my ranch, and then I eat it.
Well, you know, if that works for you and it's going to get you all geared up for tonight, that's going to be amazing.
Yes, that's what lubes my vocal cords.
Oh, is that
cords.
It? Okay, see? Every star has got their different way of getting
prepped
for a show.
That's how you hit the high notes. Polynesian sauce.
Yeah, well, that I'll be the one. Yeah, you're going to have to.
There we go. I like it.
To hit that one. We're so excited that you came to Dayton and so glad to see you.
Thanks
and a lot
for
of listeners
me.
Are going to be super stoked to see you tonight at WOI, which is free. Starts at 6 o'clock.
And I've been seeing lots of tweets, which is a good thing.
Yes. Tweets are awesomely good. So tell us, you know, your life has been like a whirlwind since your record came out in early January or late December.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I finished up a tour that I was on with Dustin Lynch, which was awesome. I started seeing towards the tail end of that, you know, the more Fix was getting played. Then for the first time, I was experiencing people coming to the shows and screaming the words. And it's a really cool moment, no doubt. And right now, I'm kind of in between tours. I've been doing a lot of college shows and a few festivals coming up. And then I'm going out with Rascal Flatts and Kelsey Ballerini this summer.
I think I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. So I'm excited about that because actually it wasn't that long ago when I was going to back when I was in college, I was going to the amphitheaters to watch Rascal Flatts and Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw and those guys. And I was the guy on the lawn having the time of my life, and I really can't believe I'm about to be on those same stages with people that I was buying tickets for.
So does it seem like that's taking forever to get there, Chris, or like it's been really quick?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a little bit of both. I mean, I've worked really hard for, you know, a while. I mean, I started playing music probably 6 years ago, but I started out as a cover band, and couple years into that I started writing my own music, and that eventually led me to where I'm at now. But you know, it feels really good because you spend all those nights on the road sometimes playing for hardly anybody, and you know, to get to this point, it feels really good.
So what does that feel like when you see people singing your stuff back to you? I mean, singing it louder than you are singing it, is it still give you that big thrill?
Yeah, no doubt. And sometimes it can be hard to come down and sleep after a show because you're so excited over it. And, you know, you're looking forward to the next show or the next day, whenever it may be. So, yeah, it gets me really pumped up. I love it. It excites me to see people get so excited. I mean, with all the tweets and the Instagram posts or Snapchats, whatever it may be, of them hearing it on the radio all across the country. And like, I love waking up and watching that every day.
Now our fans, and as someone your mama's age, I noticed that a lot of your posts sometimes have you just forget your shirt, and I know the ladies like that very much.
Forget the shirt.
So I can safely say that that is you that is actually tweeting and posting and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
right?
It's me. I love interacting with people. I mean, especially the people who continuously support, and it's just a fun way to, if that makes somebody's day, you know, just by responding, I definitely love doing that.
So tell me about, you know, back home in North Carolina. Who's back there? Who'd you leave behind? And tell us how you came to Nashville for folks who probably don't know.
There's, yeah, well, you know,
non-stalkers.
I actually didn't grow up playing music. I grew up playing football and baseball and basketball. I was always too short, but I still played. but I always, or I moved on with an identical twin brother. We both moved on and played college baseball. And I always assumed, you know, my dream was to go on and play professional baseball. But I had several ACL reconstructions that really hurt my chances at that. Now, my twin brother, he got drafted to go play, but he decided not to go play, and we both moved home after college and started helping my dad with his landscaping business. And during the midst of all that, I was learning how to play the guitar, especially during the downtime from my surgeries is when I really started learning, because I had a lot of time just to kind of rehab and learn how to play the guitar. And once I got good enough and could play a few songs on the guitar, I started learning how to play and sing at the same time. Well, my brother, he started learning how to play the drums at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So we would just sit together and just jam out, and we learned about 10 songs. And I thought, the next step for me is to get a show playing in front of people. And that's when I started a cover band with just him and I at the time, and then kind of picked up guys along the way that actually had a clue what was going on. And then several years after all that, when I was writing my own music, that eventually led me to where I'm at now in Nashville, and just putting out my debut EP and my first single. Could not be more excited about that.
Just Fix. He'll be your fix.
Yes, I will.
So your twin brother is, you guys are identical, right?
Yes, we're identical. And people get us confused all the time, especially at shows when, you know, he'll walk out and they'll obviously think that he's me and...
What's he go? Psych.
Yeah. Well, no, he had to dye his hair all different kinds of colors so people could start telling us apart. Now it's back to a normal color, so people are still getting us mixed up.
So when you were little, did you guys pull any fast ones on family members or girlfriends?
In the fourth grade, we definitely tried to switch classes and got caught. So that was no good.
And never pulled anything on your parents or your girlfriends? Or I don't want to go out with her.
It was kind of funny. The way that my parents could tell us apart when we were babies was I was baby A because I came out first, and he was baby B.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it like being on tour with Dustin? Did you learn how to do the bicep chug and
the
all
bicep chug? Yeah, no, it was great. You know, Dustin and I have been good friends for ever since I moved to Nashville, and I was super excited that he chose to take me to be a part of that tour for his first big headlining tour. And you know, we had a great time every single night, and just being able to hang out, and for me to be able to stand on the side of the stage and watch him do his thing certainly helped me, there's no doubt.
He's another Unplugged alumni, so you've got
a
good
really?
Legacy. See?
Awesome.
See where they all ended up?
There
Chase Rice and he, and it's just kismet.
I'm next.
So do you like to do karaoke?
You know what? Before I learned how to play guitar, I'm not as good as Roger over here.
Apparently, yeah. Roger's like, yeah, right here.
But before I learned how to play the guitar, I would never, ever, ever sing in front of anybody. But my parents bought me this karaoke machine, and I would always go to Walmart or Target and get these karaoke CDs, and I would sit in my room and just sing to this karaoke machine. It was so bad, but I guess I kind of learned how to sing on that thing.
And what would you sing? I mean, are we talking Prince and Michael Jackson?
No, it actually was like a lot of country songs, mm-hmm. but you would also get like some hilarious songs that I would never sing in a million years, like the... I've had the time of my life. So yes, it'd be embarrassing songs like that.
That sounded pretty good though, actually.
Or I would get like the Backstreet Boys CDs or whatever.
Hey, there's good harmonies on that. Look at Roger like,
I'm telling all kinds of embarrassing secrets right now.
But see, that's just going to make people want to come out and see you and love you some more.
There we go.
So when you got the nod from Rascal Flatts to, hey, come on tour with us, did you like freak you out?
Yes, absolutely. Because, I mean, like I was saying, it wasn't that long ago I was buying tickets to their shows and, you know, I was that guy out on the lawn having the time of my life, and here I am about to be on those same stages. And the tour is actually kicking off where I'm from. So the first two nights is like an hour from where I'm from, and those are the amphitheaters I grew up going to.
That's amazing. Kelsey Ballerini is also awesome.
Yeah, I love Kelsey. She's amazing. She's hot right now, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a fun tour, there's no doubt.
So don't be surprised if you two are linked together, like she and Dustin were linked together. You know, that's not quite the hateful thing.
I would not hate that.
So when you headline your own tour, which won't be that far, far away, any idea who you might would want to open up for you? Maybe that, what's that guy's name? I'm from Georgia. Luke shakes his butt. Luke Bryan. Hey, man, you can open for
me.
Yeah,
Luke. That'll never happen, right? I'll always be opening up for him. That would be a fun tour. I'd love to go out with Luke.
A good tour. That would be fun. So how do you get ready for a show? You were joking a little earlier about Chick-fil-A and that sort of thing. Do you have to have the vibe thing? Do you have to be all quiet? Or do you do shots? What do you do?
Yeah. For me, I have these two speakers that I keep in my dressing room. And I just blast music. And usually that's how I get hyped for the show. You know, I have a pregame playlist sometimes that I play. And kind of just hang out, you know, after sound check. Make sure I get some good food, whatever the catering is, and just hang.
Well, Nikki told me that you like to work out, so
yeah.
You're...
Yeah, I love working out. I try to work out every day. Sometimes it's hard when you're on the road and, mm-hmm. you know, going here and there, but I certainly try to get a workout in as
now
much as possible.
Are you Tim McGraw, tractor tire, kind of that way, or are you just like a regular person?
No, I'm just a regular person. I wish I could do that. In fact, randomly, I thought about tweeting Tim McGraw and said, let me get on that workout, man.
Seriously.
He's ripped. It's ridiculous.
And Kenny Chesney as well.
Kenny, yeah. They need to share their workout system with me.
Yeah. For a small fee, maybe.
For a small fee, yes.
Be my opening act.
That would be awesome.
We're super excited that you're coming to WO Writes tonight. And I know that everybody's been on social media excited to see you. And again, you know, I think our promotions director wouldn't mind if you forgot your shirt again. So, just saying.
Not after I just ate Chick-fil-A.
Okay, Chris Lane, thanks for stopping by the studios.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.